Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones. Tell even your mortal enemies about all this. This is a show everybody needs to get behind. This involves all of us. This affects the world. You are listening to Cocoon from the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. The one and only, accept no substitutions. It's 7 o'clock here on the program. Boy, do we have a tale to tell you tonight. Listen, don't just listen. Talk. Get involved. Tell us what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what's going on with you. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Just once, I wish somebody would call in. All right. Okay. Let me start from the beginning. I was born in McKinleyville. That's right. A beautiful city. This one-horse town had everything, you know. It was in Northern California. I mean, we had a beach. We had snow. You could do everything there is to do in our town. We had it all. Organic, are you there? Organic's supposed to be joining me tonight. There I was. I was a guy who basically didn't think that much really about his future. I don't know what to think, you know. I thought, I'll just do whatever, you know, whatever it takes, whatever's going to put some money on the table. I thought, I'm just going to basically coast by. I'll take any job, do whatever, as long as I can sit back and smell the roses, indulge in all the pleasures there are to partake in the beautiful hamlet of McKinleyville, California. It'll be fine. I'll do everything, whatever there is to do. Really, honest to God. Well, there I was, basically getting through life, you know. Just going through the motions. Doing whatever it would take. And I remember, finally, inevitably, I was going through life, the C average student, getting done the bare minimum. It happened. That's right, it. I graduated high school. You know, that usually means that those who really enjoyed, those who had a happy childhood, well, that means it's over. You know? Everything changes. And that's what happened with me. I mean, honest to God, I basically graduated high school, and there, I really need to think now about my future. What was I going to do? I was coasting still. I was living with my parents, you know. I had what I like to think of as a one-bedroom apartment. That's what I called it. Because, you see, I like to pretend I had, like, my own place in a way. But no. Dang it, I wasn't even paying rent on that place. My dad said I couldn't even call an apartment because I'm not paying rent. Dang me. Anywho, I was coasting by for a while, doing the bare minimum. I got the name DJ Butterfly Feces in a way. Well, no, more on that later. Let me just tell the story as it is, as it plays out. There I was sitting there. There I was just getting by, doing the bare minimum. Well, actually, no, that's not true. That's what I did in school, but you see, throughout my life, I always indulged myself on everything that McKinleyville had to offer. We had a beach. You could sail, windsurf, boogie board, parasail, all that noise. We had snow up there. You could ski, sled, snowboard. I keep telling you, I did it all. I hiked up. I indulged myself in all the pleasures there were to partake in McKinleyville, California. And I've been to a lot of places so far, but I'll tell you what. I've been all over, but it wasn't as beautiful as McKinleyville. So there I was, honestly, just say I've been staying with my parents for quite some time. I mean, I don't know the exact number of years, but, oh, at one point, get this, I had my own Blog Talk Radio show even before this. Yeah, I did it at home in my room. It was all right. I don't think anybody was listening. I mean, I don't think even people knew how. I mean, everybody knows how to listen to a regular terrestrial radio, you know. Just turn the dial on. You got a radio in your car. You got one by the bed in your alarm clock. You know how to hear it. But somehow, nobody heard the radio I was on. Internet blog radio. That was my thing. So there I was, personally, just, I was pouring my heart. I don't think anybody was listening. I don't think anybody heard a word I said. Dang. I had wishes. I had wishes for big things. I wanted something. I had simple wishes. I just wanted somebody to hear me. I just wanted somebody to hear what I was doing. I just wanted somebody to hear that I was personally pouring my heart out over the radio and whatever. I wasn't one of those guys. I mean, I don't have the name DJ, but I'm one of those guys just spinning discs and whatever. When the musicians talk. I personally wanted my radio show to be from the heart. I was an editorialist. I ranted about what was wrong with the world and whatnot and all that. That's what it was all about. But nobody was listening. I asked some of my friends to listen to. I tried talking to them, but I don't even think they knew how. I don't think they want to be bothered. My dad basically asked me when I was going to get a job, when I was going to get my own place. I told him, here's the hard part. I love that town of McKinleyville, and there wasn't any work or any places available. So, like, everybody who's been there wants to stay there because it was paradise, and so nothing was available. My dad told me it doesn't matter. There are people who move away, people who move to different towns where there's work and a place to stay. You should try that. I should find my own place. I should find my own something. If it means, my parents let me stay with them as long as they did because otherwise they have to talk to each other. And they didn't want to do that. You know, they say sometimes parents want their time together. My parents did not. My parents were not happy together. My parents stayed with each other as long as they did because they didn't really have the energy and effort to go out there and meet somebody else. I mean that. My parents just basically despised the sight and sound of each other. They didn't have the effort, the energy to go and meet somebody. They didn't have the energy to break up. They stayed together because it was safe. They told me personally they both wanted me out of there. It's not like basically they wanted their time, but they were sick of me. I was sick of them too, but then again, where was I going to go? What was I going to do? Look around. There are people being thrown out in the streets like crazy, whatever. They kicked me out around the holidays. I'm serious. Around the end of the year when everybody's celebrating, when family is supposed to basically be together. Dear God. What happened was, it was 2016, on the end of the year, I packed my stuff. I had a backpack that was only half full, and only the clothes on my back, and I walked out of the house. I didn't look back. Okay, I looked back for a second. I was just curious. I was just like, it can't be. It's always a hell of a thing when you're actually on the street. I'm on the street now. Dang. All right. Anywho, as I was walking around through the woods, through Hammond Trail, once again, we have everything. We have a little waterfall there. I happened to pass by and go to the woods, and I went to the campsite And there were people there, not just any people. There were people like, well, basically what all this is about, there were people, there were, I came across an entire group, a collection, who are cooking outdoors, whatever, camping or whatever, and, you know, here they were, just cooking, like any, you know, whatever. I sent it back, and there was the biggest guy of all of them, the guy. He was big, he was large. He introduced himself as Comedy Organic OK. Called himself that. I was a little bit uneasy they wouldn't tell me his actual name, but I thought, you know, maybe there's something that's probably better I don't know. I asked for their story was, because I known everybody who was in town. I didn't know them. I didn't know them. So sure enough, we started talking. And before I knew it, they told me their mission. Organic OK was a well-off philanthropist. He was a guy who was going around there trying to save the world. He was picking up garbage and helping getting homeless people off the streets. That sounded like it was really something. I don't know what to say. I was moved, so to speak. And then he asked me, dude, you want to join us? You want to come with us? We'll fund your expedition. You can come, you can travel with us. I'll pay your way. I'll pay to keep you fed, and we'll pick up stuff and whatnot and whatever, you know. I jumped at the chance. I couldn't believe it. I had just been kicked out of my house, and now I was being told someone's going to pick me up and take me away and help me. This was something. This was delightful. Just the likes of which I had never seen anything quite like this before. I was taken aback by all this. Really, I mean, I was. He said, okay, Clay, get on one knee. Just get on one knee. Kneel down. He wanted me to kneel down like I was proposing or whatnot. Then he touched me on the shoulder with two fingers. He said, RW DJ Butterfly Feces. I wasn't in love with the name either, but he tried explaining it to me. It's like this. Okay, now, everybody knows the whole story about how the caterpillar becomes a butterfly. The caterpillar spins a little cocoon for itself. Spins a little cocoon. And then, honestly, just goes into its workshop and toils and struggles and emerges a beautiful butterfly. And everybody knows that, here's the thing, everyone knows that every living creature, including butterflies, leave droppings around, little droplets of manure and whatnot. That fertilizer, things grow from it. I didn't like the name. I just didn't like it, whatever. But who was that to argue? This guy was taking me aboard. First, I wanted to actually have my own name. I wanted to pick out my own name. He said, no, you don't pick, I pick. You don't want to be the kind of person trying to give yourself a nickname. Nobody likes that guy, not a soul. Sure enough, lo and behold, there we were off on our expedition. It happened at the end of the year, the holidays. We went to sleep, and then we woke up that night, and then we had left. We had went to Italy. Italy. The beauty that is Italy. The beauty that is Italy. The Kenya, Italy. Picked up a lot of garbage. And basically, there were a few people who spoke English there. I reached out to them. I love McKinleyville, but it was nice to be in another city, another part of life. It was nice to basically be into something. It was really something special. Then before I knew, we were going all around. We were going all over to different places, picking up the trash there, cleaning up all the waste there, and trying to get the homeless off the streets. That was the hard. That was the hardest part, dude. It's one thing to pick up garbage, it's easy, but to get the people off, the people who were thrown away like all that garbage. Well, it wasn't so simple. It's 7:15 here on the program. Ram, cocooning from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. Let us know what you're thinking, okay? What's going on with you? We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. And check out a singer by the name of Maya Harrison. She is going all over this thing. She is everywhere. Everywhere she exists. Check her out. Well, she has got herself more than just a little career. Before I knew it, we were on our next expedition. Where? Jacksonville, Florida. Now, if you've been listening to the show, and you should have been, I've been to Jacksonville. No, I've been to Florida. And I noticed that basically it was especially a place where things were really bad. I've been to Florida. We've been to Florida already. I know it's one, sometimes we hit the same spots rather quickly. Again, we repeated ourselves. There's only so many places on the planet we could go to, major city. And Jacksonville looked beautiful. Once again, Florida is an ideal place. Florida is beautiful. But it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. The funny thing is, basically, and I've said this before, the cities were all kind of special, but when you go to every single city and, you know, you're basically just picking up garbage and whatnot, you are picking trash up in every dang city, after a while they all start to feel the same. One thing that allowed it to feel a little bit different, a little bit special, is we get to go around and sightsee, whatever. We got to do that. I talked to Organic. I said, I want us to do something special here. I want us to be special, you know? I want us to do something sort of unique here. And he said to me, dude, we will. You just got to look around for something special. Look, first, you seem to forget that this is all a job. We're here on a mission. And I know, look, at first it was exciting. We were doing what we doing, but after a while it was starting to get kind of tiresome and tedious. You know, talking about it, no matter whatever your job is, whatever, after a while, it's going to start to feel kind of tiresome. Jacksonville, California was a beautiful place. But once again, like everything else, we just came here to pick up trash and help get the homeless off the streets. We did. We did. We did. We did it for all those reasons. But the same old reasons. At one point, as we were picking up trash, I happened to notice a family that looked like they hadn't been on the streets very long. I think they just got thrown on the streets. They had just become vagabonds, just homeless today. They were green. So what to do? Well, I went over there to talk to them. I told them my story. I told them about how I basically was born in McKinleyville, did everything there was to do there, didn't have much of a future until Organic picked me up and helped me on this great expedition. I told them about how we're going around there helping things up, where our job is here. This guy pays us. We pick up garbage and we try to get the homeless off the streets. The husband and father said, good, then get us off the streets. You do it right now? Can you do it? Can we do it? Can you do it? I don't know. Maybe so. I mean, I like to think so. Yeah, I can do it. I asked and I basically said, how did you guys wind up here on the street? It was the same old story. He just got to he basically had a job, and his paycheck didn't really go up to what was needed, you know. He had a family to support and whatever, until one day he couldn't keep up and was thrown out. Now, the husband basically was kind of standoffish. He wasn't so open and wasn't one to talk about his whatever, but his wife was. I said, we can help you. We can help you. I made it my mission to get them off the streets somehow. How? I talked to Organic. I basically said, there's got to be a way we can help them. There's got to be a way we can get them, you know, not so dang homeless. He said, dude, what do you want? This is what happens. This is life. Nobody really cares. So that's kind of cynical. I mean, why think we've been doing all this? He said, yeah, we're doing it for a reason, but the truth is it ain't so easy. It ain't so simple. I sat there and I thought about how to get them off the streets. How to get them off the streets. How? Truth was, I was perplexed. We tried to go to basically one of the homeless shelters in Jacksonville, Florida. And the truth is, they got a lot of them. I told you, in big cities, they always have the biggest homeless program, but it's the hardest for them to help anybody, you know? The truth was, it wasn't so simple. It wasn't easy. It wasn't natural. No. No. Dang it. There I was. But there I was. But there it was. I was trying. Real, to be honest, I pleaded with them. They have a family. They got kids. I said, something should be done for them. They got kids. And a homeless shelter in this one in Jacksonville, Florida, said, well, bring them over. Bring them in. Let's see them. Sure enough, I brought them over there, and I pleaded my case. I fought for them like a real attorney. I fought tooth and nail. And sure enough, they made it clear that maybe they were going to try and give them a helping hand. I couldn't believe it. It happened. I had basically helped a family off the streets. I did it. But even I was thinking, how long is it going to last? Doesn't matter. Point is, I did it. I went back to picking up garbage. There wasn't quite as much. I mean, once again, they had those little shanty towns, those streets and areas where, with all the tents, whatever, all garbage left around. We picked it up. We cleaned it. And people took notice of us in this town. Normally, not enough people take real notice about what we're doing. But they did here. Oh, man, they did here.
Oh, Mom.
Nice of you to join us.
DJ Butterfly CC. How's it going, DJ Butterfly CC? This is Comedian Organic OK.
I'm here.
I've been listening to your testimony and what you've been saying. As you was going, it was knowledge that was trembling, coming out and delivering to the messengers. And yeah, how you been doing today?
Better. I wasn't doing so well last night. There were technical problems. There were problems with the program. You know, like, you know, you're not tuning in, but also me being sick as can be. But I'm feeling a lot better now. I'm revived. Back in action.
I just wanted to, you know, just say that, you know, I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you that, you know, you're out here doing Disabled Awareness Month, October. It's spreading information for those that are not aware of it. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the actual involvement that you're putting out here for those who can be aware of it. Thank you very much. And I appreciate the people out there that are celebrating Disabled Awareness Month. For the moment and for the hour and for the minute, let's appreciate the moment, hour, minute, and the day of what we've been, you know, dedicated to evolve into a better understanding within the message. Everyone out there, hope you're doing well. For those that's calling or listening from a different time zone, from a different part of the world, I appreciate everyone. Y'all take care. This is Comedian Organic, okay? And that was it, man, for the moment. And the last, you know, moment of this show, you take care, everyone. And I'll be in tune, man. All right. Good night, everyone. And good morning for those out there. Take care. DJ Butterfly Feces, man. Did we just say that? No, I said that. Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
say it.
Yeah, you said, he said it.
All right, Feces, man, you take care, man. It's good listening to your program. And I will be tuning in for another day. All right, Feces, take care.
Good night,
everyone.
What happened was I felt really good because basically we had helped somebody. We had done something of importance. I didn't know how long that help was going to last. I mean, how long they're going to keep them off the streets, but dang it. I had done something for a family that was here suffering. I had done something. And I was more than basically just feeling good about myself. It basically made me realize that we were making a difference. Organic always said, we're going to try and help everybody. I know we can't save them all, but if we try to save them all, then we'll come close. That is the point. We'll save as many as possible. I took a beat to look around at you. I asked about, what is Jacksonville, Florida like? What was it? It was something. It was something special. It was a nice part of Florida that was just sort of beautiful. That was appropriately epic. It was basically beautiful. It was basically something grand. I took a moment to think about, well, how lucky I was where we were. It was something special. It was something basically grand. I took a moment to smile and just be happy. When all the garbage was picked up, I knew. I thought, I need help some of these other people. You've been listening to Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces here, the one and only. Please call in. Let us know what's going on with you. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. 1-515-605-9709. You can pick up all our shows off Blog Talk Radio. You've been listening to Kakuna from the microphone. I'd like to thank you all for tuning in. Thank you. Good night.